Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Fires in the forests. Bush's new policy a step backwards, scientists reply. President George Bush traveled to the Pacific Northwest last week to visit an Oregon forest fire site and release his new plan called Healthy Forests for Dealing with Forest Fires. Bush's plan proposes to support legislation to limit or eliminate citizens' rights to appeal and bring lawsuits challenging fuels treatments and restoration projects. This could translate into exempting some or all fuel reduction restoration projects nationwide from judicial review, similar to the Black Hills Settlement Agreement recently passed by Congress. In other words, this provision could bring back the days of lawless logging under the infamous salvage logging rider. The proposed plan will also authorize long-term stewardship contracting, including goods for services provisions. This provision will allow the logging companies and the Forest Service to log merchantable federal timber, including old growth and timber from roadless areas, to pay for hazardous fuel work. This very controversial authority was dropped from the Farm Bill last summer because it creates a perverse incentive to cut bigger, more valuable trees, which are also the most fire-resistant. The plan supports legislation to increase timber sales in the Pacific Northwest by removing needless administrative obstacles to allow timber projects to proceed without delay when consistent with the Northwest Forest Plan. This part of the plan is not limited to fuel reduction and restoration projects. It is an outright attempt to increase logging of mature and old-growth forests to provide logs for the timber industry. These forests are relatively moist, and fuel reduction is generally not an issue. Included in this plan is nothing more than a handout to the timber industry. A group of top Northwest scientists have rebuked Bush's Forest Service Chief Bosworth in a letter defending their 1995 report entitled Wildfire and Salvage Logging Recommendations for Ecologically Sound Post-Fire Salvage Management and Other Post-Fire Treatments, Bescia et al., 1995. Bosworth has blamed the report, which has served as the basis for recent federal court decisions unfavorable to the agency, for contributing to the analysis paralysis that slows agency logging projects. However, scientists from the University of Washington, Oregon State, Idaho State University, Pacific Rivers Council, and the Center for Biological Diversity told Congress that the Forest Service is mired in a conflict of its own doing. The agency often strives to ignore or deny the vast body of knowledge that has accumulated in recent decades and instead favors antiquated policies, the scientists said. The Forest Service diverts staff and money to extraordinarily costly salvage logging projects at the expense of reducing the road network or undertaking needed fine fuels reduction in unburned forests. Such a direction is not only a recipe for controversy, but a recipe for the continued degradation and deterioration of forested landscapes. Humans, too, suffer when the resources are degraded, as will often happen if the forest practices advocated by the chief are continued. Bosworth has still called the report a document of questionable science proposed for an advocacy group that has never been peer-reviewed. But the Bescia report was peer-reviewed by researchers at Oregon State and more than 50 others who endorsed it in a letter to the president. It was peer-reviewed more than most peer-reviewed papers are, said James Carr, professor of aquatic sciences and zoology at the University of Washington, and far more than the Forest Service's own work has been peer-reviewed. Deteriorating forest roads and overgrown flammable stands pose the most immediate threats to forests, the scientists told Congress. There's this huge need to do fuel rejection, yet they seem to have this huge interest in doing salvage logging, Bescia said. They could have been aggressively thinning forests over the last decade, and I don't know if they could have made a dent, but they certainly would have gotten further than they have, and we thank the Center for Biological Diversity for parts of this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the boys and the friends.